Pennsylvania voters got a rare chance to hear from state Supreme Court justices who are up for re-election this coming November. In the face of a mounting campaign for their removal, the three Democrats joined a panel organized by Philadelphia-based Committee of 70. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Suchansky has more.
Christine Donahue, Kevin Dougherty, and David Wecht are up for retention this November. Normally, these votes pass quietly, but Republican activists are urging voters to oust the judges, citing past rulings on mail-in ballots, redistricting, and pandemic restrictions they say were partisan. Without mentioning the campaign against them, they defended their records Monday night in a forum hosted by the Committee of 70. Pennsylvania is one of a handful of states that elect Supreme Court judges through partisan elections. Dougherty said, however, that judges focus on the law rather than ideology when they are on the court.
The Constitution required us to run as a partisan, but the moment we were elected, when we put that black robe on, we hung up that partisan title, and we have watched ourselves accordingly.
If voters reject any one of the judges, Governor Josh Shapiro would appoint a temporary replacement, but confirmation would go through the Republican-led Senate, potentially leaving seats empty until 2027. Observers say the battle underscores a growing national trend of partisan fights over state courts, once seen as above politics. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.